Hello, Happy New Year, and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, the EU's surprising popularity. Europeans still love the European Union. Okay, maybe love is too strong a verb, but they certainly still prefer it to the alternative. A poll of 11 nations in the European Union conducted last month showed that the majority of voters in all of them want to remain in the Union. Ireland's support was highest at 80%, with Greece the lowest at 54%. Germany and France, two nations where anti-EU parties hope to make gains at elections this year, were 75% and 86% in favour of remaining, respectively. For those who believe the European Union is, on the whole, a force for good, this is heartening news. Remember, many believe that were the UK to vote to leave the EU, many other nations might also consider following them out of the door. Brexit would beget Nexit, Finexit, Exitaly. But the dominoes so far do not look as if they will fall.
L'Union européenne ne leur avait rien apporté que le malheur et la dévastation, la perte de leur identité.
The rise of populists across Europe has spooked pro-Europeans, but the groundswell of goodwill towards the Union is stronger than many of them had feared. In fact, it seems as if the political and economic mess that Brexit has led to has given many Eurosceptics elsewhere in the EU pause for thought. Don't forget that Austria's far-right presidential candidate, Norbert Hofer, placed part of the blame for his defeat last month to the unashamedly pro-European Alexander von der Bellen on the UK's uber-nationalist Nigel Farage, wrongly proclaiming that Hofer would call for a referendum on Austria's EU membership. Austrian voters, it turns out, did not like that. And those French numbers appear to have led to something of a volte-face by the Front National's leader, Marine Le Pen. Her anti-EU rhetoric has been tempered somewhat in recent weeks. No longer is she pushing for France to leave the Union. Instead, she's calling for a renegotiation. The challenge for the EU's leaders in 2017 is ensuring that this affection for the Union isn't squandered. Actually, let's be honest, affection is probably far too strong a word. Tolerance, perhaps, is better. That same poll that showed support for the EU, after all, also showed high levels of frustration with the way that it works. The refugee challenge will not go away this year. Indeed, it may even become more severe. While the effects of the 2008 financial crisis and the subsequent obsession with austerity are still being felt, the EU needs to remind its members what it's for, why it matters, and how it can improve their lives. If 2016 taught us anything, it's that values have to be fought for. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. This Saturday, the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk is devoted to looking at Barack Obama's legacy. I do hope you can join us for that. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.